This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Vince Pellegrino is the Senior Vice President for Tournaments for the Western Golf Association. The association oversees the Evans Scholarship Program. It's a pleasure to welcome Vince Pellegrino to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Vince.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Before we talk about the Evans Scholarship, let's talk about the Western Golf Association. How did the Western Golf Association begin?
Well, it started in 1899, and really it started to put on golf tournaments in the West, and back then, you know, Chicago was the West, and so essentially a group of golfers got together, organized the Western Golf Association to run three championships, the Western Open, which is the oldest PGA Tour event on the schedule, which is now the BMW Championship, the Western Amateur, and the Western Junior Championship, which is the oldest national junior championship in the country. So the idea was to put together golf tournaments for folks in the West, you know, mainly Chicagoland, Midwest region, you know, outside of the East Coast and the United States Golf Association.
You say put on the BMW Championship. So you guys do what with the championship?
Well, we are the host organization for the BMW Championship, which was the Western Open. So we are the host organization. We're responsible for the administration for the championship.
When we hear about all of the money that goes to charitable organizations from the PGA Tour, does that mean the Western Golf Association benefits from the BMW?
Well, actually, you know, we administer, since 1930, we have administered the Evan Scowers Foundation. So all proceeds from the BMW Championship benefit the Evans Scholars Foundation. So it's really one and the same organization, the Western Golf Association and Evans Scholars Foundation. The Western Golf Association runs tournaments, and the Evans Scholars Foundation awards scholarships. So, you know, our motto is championships for scholarships. So all the money that we raise from the championship goes right to the Evans Scholars Foundation.
So there may be some golfers listening this morning that might not be that familiar with the scholarship program. Talk a little bit about how it started.
Sure. So, you know, in 1930, we started sending kids to school to Northwestern University. We started sending two kids to Northwestern University, and it was really all the dream of Chick Evans, who was a phenomenal amateur golfer, won the U.S. Amateur and U.S. Open in the same year, the first person to do that. And it was really quite an accomplishment for him. And in lieu of taking any money for any of his golfing achievements, he used that and put it in escrow in order to send kids to college. It was one of his and his mom's dreams to send caddies to college because when he was caddying and he was growing up, he had to drop out of school because he couldn't afford it. So what he did was to search out the Western Golf Association to administer the scholarship. And after several discussions and coaxing them into doing it, in 1930, they finally awarded two scholarships to caddies to attend Northwestern University. And it's a full tuition and housing scholarship. So it's renewable every year for 4 years. And we've sent over 10,000 kids to school on Evans scholarships since 1930. I'm one of them. I caddied at a club in the Chicagoland area called Riverside Golf Club and received the scholarship to Indiana University, and the Evans Scholar Foundation paid for my tuition and housing for 4 years. So it's a life-changing scholarship opportunity.
Good for you. How long did Chick's money hold out?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I'm not sure. You know, I think from the inception, they needed to continue to raise funds, and the way we raise money is obviously through the BMW Championship, but also through member clubs. So back in the early 1900s, the Western Golf Association was funded by, and the Evans Scholarship was funded by, WGA member clubs. So the clubs in the the clubs in the Chicagoland area, like the Chicago Golf Clubs and the Riverside Golf Clubs and the Onwencias of the world, funded these scholarships. And I think really from the inception, it was a partnership with CHIC and the Western Golf Association to make sure that we can continue to send more and more kids each year to school.
We are talking with Vince Pellegrino from the Western Golf Association here on our Golf Gives Back program. I assume, Vince, when all of this started, signifying the times, it was just guys getting the scholarships. When did scholarships begin going to women?
Yeah, I don't know the exact date of when we started giving the scholarship away to women, but I think it really kind of coincided with women starting to caddy, and now we have about 20-25% of our scholarships are given to women, and it really in lines with women in golf and how active they are in golf in proportionate to men. You know, we continue to strive to get more women to caddy, and we've got a couple initiatives that we have going on right now with the Northwestern Scholarship House, where we have a caddy academy, and we bring women in from all over the country to live in the Chicagoland area, to live in the Northwestern Scholarship House, and they caddy at various country clubs throughout the Chicagoland community. And these are girls who have great grades, who have financial need, but just need that caddying on their resume. You know, 2 years of caddying is our minimum in order to receive the scholarship. So we've got programs in place like our Caddy Academy that we'd like to duplicate across the country. I know there's another Caddy Academy funded by a generous a donor named George Solich in the Denver area, in order to do the same thing and train caddies, and the emphasis is on women to give them scholarships by way of the Evans Scholars Foundation.
A couple of things to cover, and we're limited a little bit by the time. You did make this point. You have to be a caddy in order to qualify. I assume, Vince, that you must be a caddy at a member club to qualify, and then there are, and it's a great list of institutions, but there is a list of institutions that accept the scholars, right?
Absolutely. So you have to really meet the three criteria, and one is a minimum of 2 years caddying at a club that supports the foundation and the Western Golf Association. You have to have good grades. Maybe they missed that one when they were selecting me, but we got caddies who are in the top 5%, 10% of their high school class, and then they have to have financial need. But you can attend one of several institutions, mainly Big Ten universities, but we also have universities like Notre Dame and Oregon and Oregon State and Penn State and Washington we've sent kids to, and Colorado and Marquette and Miami of Ohio are and Northern Illinois are others that we send kids to. So we're becoming national in scope, not just Midwest focused with some of these universities like Oregon and Colorado, and we're trying to branch out on the East Coast like Penn State as well. So it's when you have 840 plus kids in school each year, you spread them out, and the tuition for those to send those kids to school is not going down anytime soon. It's close to $13 million each year that we need to raise in order to do so, and the BMW Championship is a big part of that.
Are there not more southern institutions, Vince, because it's difficult to find clubs in the South that have caddy programs?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We do have a few clubs in the South that support the scholarship, but you know, a lot of clubs in the South either are predominantly carts, or they have professional or older caddies who are beyond their college years. So what we're trying to do is work with some of the clubs in the South to get younger kids to caddy. You know, a perfect example is the Elotion Club in Little Rock, Arkansas, who we've sent, I think it's about four or five kids to school on Evans scholarships from that club, which is predominantly a professional and older caddies. So the model does work in the South. It's just a matter of us getting younger kids to caddy.
Well, you guys are doing incredible work, great work, and many of the scholars have gone on to wonderful careers and fulfilling careers. He is Vince Pellegrino, Senior Vice President for Tournaments for the Western Golf Association, overseeing the Evans Scholarship Program. Vince, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on. We appreciate it as well.